next couple of shiurim to be done on Pesach, so we would focus a little bit on the Haggadah. Since we are learning Hilchos Tefillah, so we'll try to combine a little bit together, a little bit of the Halacha / Hashkafa, Machshava, things that come up just in the course of the Kiseida Dvar in terms of the Haggadah. Of course, the entire Haggadah is revolving around the mitzvah, the Raisa, we got it, al Bincha, telling over the story with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So within the eyes of the Haggadah itself, we'll be able to understand a little bit of the Lumdus and some of the technical Halachas relating to how to perform this mitzvah properly. So the actual Haggadah begins in terms of the Sipur, the meaning of saying Halach Ba'anya, but the technical Halach of the Haggadah really begins with the Manishtana. That's what the Mishnah describes in Maseches Psachim. The Mishnah goes through the different stages of the mitzvah of Sipur Tzrayim. So the Mishnah describes the Kana Ben Shoel, that the child begins to ask the question. So one sees clearly that the Derech She'ela, the fact that someone is asking the questions, is important. Reb Chaim points out in his Chedushim and Shas that the fact that Chazal established the mitzvah of Sipur Tzrayim surrounding questions and answers isn't just a cute thing, isn't just something to get the kids excited about, but that it's really a halacha. Reb Chaim explains that one of the differences between the mitzvah of Sipur Tzrayim Pesach night and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of each and every night, we paskin, as we're going to see a little bit later on, that Agada, the maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos. So there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim all the time. So there's a mitzvah d'araisa to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every night, which we perform by saying the third parasha of Kriya Shema, the Berachas Kriya Shema, after Kriya Shema. So we incorporate Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, we're just here to say the part of Hilchos Tefillah. So since we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, so literally Manishtana, what's the chiddush of Pesach night? What added dimension is there to Sipur Tzivt Mitzrayim and Pesach night? So Reb Chaim explains that there are several differences. We'll point them out hopefully as we go on. But one of the differences is that for Zechiras Tzivt Mitzrayim, it doesn't have to be Derech She'elo Tshuva. Zechiras Tzivt Mitzrayim, Maskirin Tzivt Mitzrayim, every day and every night, it's just a statement. I'm not answering anybody's question. It's not a response to anything. It's just Asher Tzei Tzivcham Eretz Mitzrayim. Whereas in Pesach night, so it has to be Derech She'elo Tshuva. So therefore, because the word Vigadata has that nuance of Derech She'elo Tshuva, and the Torah itself describes Kishol HaBincha. So Kishol HaBincha is not just a hechitimtza for us to speak, but it's actually part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipur itself. So therefore, the stating of the Manishtana is important. It doesn't mean that Minatari have to ask Dafka these questions. The kid has other questions. So Midrabanan, the Chacham gave you good recommendations. These are good questions to get the ball rolling. The Mishnayos described that there were different questions. Some of the questions were a little bit different. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaKayim. So Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaKayim, they would ask, the child would ask, Shebechal Leilas Ar Ochlin Basar Mavusho Tzli Vishalach Ala Zekulo Tzli. And every other night, we could eat cooked meat, we could eat roasted meat, we could eat fried meat, whatever we want, whereas on Pesach night, so it has to be kulot tzli. So that question obviously wouldn't make any sense with Zman Azef. Okay, with Zman Azef, we don't eat roast at the Seder, but with Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim, so that question was asked. The Gemara comments in Maseches Psachim that one of those questions, one of the Manishtanas that was asked, Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKayim, Halayla Zeh kulot tzli, so even that question was actually Machlekes HaTanoim. Not even all the Tanoim asked that question. Why? Because that's a funny question to say, Allah is a kulo tzli. It means everything you're eating at the Seder is tzli. All the meat is roasted. At the Seder, not only did he eat the Korban Pesach, they ate the Korban Chagiga as well. So there was machlekes ha-tanoim between Ben Tema and the Chachamim, whether the Korban Chagiga had to be roasted. According to one view in the Tanoim, so just as the Korban Pesach had to be roasted, so we derive all the details of Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga, because the Torah describes the Korban Chagiga, Zevach Chag HaPosach. It compares the Zevach Chag, which is the Chagiga, to the Posach, to the Korban Pesach. So we compare the dinim, the details of the two. But just as Korban Pesach has to be roasted, so to the Korban Chagiga has to be roasted. So according to that Tana, it makes sense to say, Halayla Zeh Kulo Tzulu, that tonight we're eating all roasted meat. Because according to all the other Chacham, to the Rabbanon, who say there is no such din, that if you want to eat the Korban Chagiga roasted, you can eat roasted, you want to eat it cooked, eat it cooked, it would be a very silly question to say, Halayla Zeh Kulo Tzulu. So that, even that question was actually a machlokes. That's the same reason why Tosfos points out that the nusach of the Manishtana, so there was an incorrect gerusa. So there used to be a gerusa that said, Halayla Zeh Kulo Maror. Just as Halayla Zeh Kulo Matzah, Halayla Zeh Kulo Maror. So Tosfos says, you can't say that. How can you say Kulo Maror? That's not true. He said, you can eat other vegetables, you can have salad on at the Seder, it's have to be only Maror. So the correct gerusa should be Halayla Zeh Maror, not Halayla Zeh Kulo Maror. There are some Acharonim who wanted to be medayik in the lashon of the third of the Manashtana. Anachna medbiu v'alayazeh shtei pa'amim. So if every word of the Manashtana has to be meduyak, we won't say kulo mor, but it's not true. We won't say kulo tzli, but it's not true. So if we say, make the statement alayazeh shtei pa'amim, so then that statement has to be true also. And you can't dip any other times. So if a person goes ahead and dips his, other things that he's eating, he dips his chicken into his ketchup or something, so that would be a violation of alayla zeh shteif amim. And other chacham say, what does that do with anything? There's no din shteif amim. I mean, there is a chacham of masakin, that you have to do base tefillahs, you have to be tovel the karpa at the beginning, and then you have to be tovel again the maror. So there is a formal halacha slash Hekel Tinoikos, whatever you want to call the dipping of the karpas, so Chazal were masakin to do two dippings, but it wasn't there masakin two dippings in contrast to other dippings. You want to eat, you want to pour salad dressing onto your salad in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, you can do that also. But some Achmet, some Avachumra, that they don't dip anything else at the Seder because they want to make sure that the words of the Manashtana are mamish perfect. Nobody should throw any pickpocket into the words of the Manashtana. I thought it's a little bit strange because we don't keep exactly to every single nuance of the Manashtana. Our minhag is we add on the question of Kulana Mesubim. So that question, Kulana Mesubim, doesn't appear in the Mishnayos. So when we say Kulana Mesubim, it's also not 100% true. Kulana Mesubim, half the people say they're not Mesubim. The Ramah writes that the standard minhag in the Ashkenazi communities was that the women didn't do Haseba, that the women didn't leave. The Gemara says that a woman in front of her husband isn't obligated to do Haseba, because that wasn't considered to be a derech kavod. But if she's a isha chashuva, if she's a very chashuva woman, who sometimes does act in a little bit relaxed way in the presence of her husband, she's an isha chashuva, and then the Gemara says an isha chashuva would be chayevus to do a same. So there are more rights that all of our women are chashuvas. He said, our women, as man is they doesn't bother them, they'll sit in front of the husband in a reclined way, it's not considered to be a bizayin or anything, we're okay with that, we're perfectly fine with that. So there are more rights that really all women should do haseib as man is there. And then in the next line, there are more rights, but the minig is that the women don't do a seva b'zman hazeh. Why don't they do a seva b'zman hazeh? According to the Cheshbon, the Gemara, they should. So the Ramah writes that they're relying on the shita of the Rav Yah. There's one shita in Rishonim who says that you don't have to do a seva b'zman hazeh b'chlal. Even the men don't have to do a seva, because the Rav Yah's opinion was that the whole aseba is supposed to be a demonstration of cheirus. B'zman hazeh doesn't demonstrate cheirus. If you see a guy leaning today, you think he's eating in a funny position. Doesn't give off that image of leaning as being a sign of cheirus. In the olden days, that's how the nobility, the kings, the princes, that's how they ate. So if a person sits by the seder, that's a derech cheirus. B'zman hazeh, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the Rav Yah writes that there's no mitzvah to do a seba to anybody, men or women. Nobody has to do a seba anymore. So most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rav Yah. So the Ramah is a strange comment. The Ramah writes that the Minhag Yisrael and the Ashkenazi communities became that the women relied on the Rav Yah, whereas the men somehow don't rely on the Rav Yah. So we've spoken about that in the past. It's a lot of shtickle terrors as to where that minhag came from. Well, my sense of the minhag is that most women don't do a seba. Some women do a seba, so those who don't follow the Shemot, some women do a seba. But Afal Pichain, everybody says that Lala is a Kulanu Mesubim. Everybody says that, even the women sing Kulanu Mesubim. So again, the Lashon is not always 100% correct. After we finish asking the Manashtana, which, as Reb Chaim told us, is an integral part of the mitzvah of Sit Mitzvah Mitzrayim, then we begin by giving the answers to the Manashtana. So we start the answer, Avadam Ha'idl Afar Mitzrayim. Where did this text come from? Avadam Ha'idl Afar Mitzrayim. So that's the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Pesachim tells us that after the Manashtana, you have to respond, but Maslo Begnus, Umesayim B'Shevach. You have to answer the story, answer the questions, begin to tell the story, by starting off with the bad part, starting off with how bad things were in Mitzrayim, and then culminating with the good part. Maskev Agnus and Messiah B'Shevach. How come you have to do that? Why do you have to talk about the bad parts? Why don't you just, when the child asks the question, Alayla Zekul Matzah, you should just answer, V'yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. Just forget about the Avodim part. Just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and in a big rush and we couldn't make bread. Just get to the punchline. But you have to start talking about hundreds of years, 210 years earlier, about the Shiva in Mitzrayim. So you see clearly from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, that's important. Maslo B'Kadosh Messiah M'Shevach. So Reb Chaim suggests that din of a Maslo B'Kadosh Messiah B'Shevach is also an integral part of the mitzvah of Sit Mitzvah Mitzrayim. That's one of the differences between Zechira all year long and Sipur specifically on Pesach night. To such an extent, you get the impression from the way Reb Chaim formulates the mitzvah that if a person wouldn't start talking about Avodah Mayinu, if he would just get to the Yetzias Mitzrayim without mentioning Avodah Mayinu, so maybe that wouldn't be Yotzei. If these conditions, these criteria that Reb Chaim is introducing into the mitzvah of Sibur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Amam Shba'akev, this is a part of the mitzvah in the Torah that you have to mention the Gnus and you have to culminate with the Shavach. So the truth is that there are Rishonim who don't say this. There are Rishonim who say beferish that one could fulfill the mitzvah of Sibur Tzitzis Mitzrayim by just mentioning very, very quick reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't even have to be in response to the children, like Reb Chaim insisted. It doesn't have to have Maslam Gnus and Sami Shavach. Just the mere mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim is good enough. There's a Rashba, there's a Jewish Rashba that says that the reason why we don't make a bracha on Sibur Tzitzis Mitzrayim is because by the time we sit down to start the mitzvah, we already finished it. When did we finish it? By making Kiddush. When you made Kiddush, then you said Zechat Tzitzis Mitzrayim already. So, according to the Rashba, technically speaking, if you didn't sit down to the rest of the Seder, so how can you say the guy didn't fulfill the mitzvah? He said, V'gadatal abincha b'yom l'babu z'asosh al libet Tzitzis Mitzrayim. I did. I spoke about Mitzrayim. I mentioned Mitzrayim already. There's no Maslo B'gnus, there's no Masai B'Shevach, there's no Derech Sheh L'Tshuva, all the details aren't there. And the Rashba seems to say Yetzi anyway. Not everyone agrees to that, but at least the way the Reb Chaim formulated it, that Maslo B'gnus and Masai B'Shevach is critical. So when the Mishnah speaks about it, it wasn't just the Stamat HaKonos HaChamim, it's really an integral part of the mitzvah itself. But the Gemara has two opinions at the end of Maseches Pesachim. What exactly is the Gnus and what is the Shevach? Because the truth is, there are really two sides of the Yetzias Mitzrayim story. There was the physical geula, Avodah Mayinu, Yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. That was the important part. And there was the second part, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, however say no, V'yachshav Kevaro Machom Lo V'daso. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of being Ovdei Avodah Zarah to become Avdei Hashem. That's also an important part of the story. So Gemara seems to be a machlekes. What is the Gnus and what is the Shevach? What is the main motif? What are you supposed to be talking about at the Seder night? So the Gemara quotes machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So one says that Avodah Mayinu, that's the Gnus, Yotzeinu is the Shevach. And the other one says Mitchila is the Gnus and V'achshav Kivana Machom Avedosu is the Shevach. Which one do we follow? So we follow both. So some say that maybe it wasn't even machlekes, maybe they're both true. Our meaning is that we, of course, incorporate both. That's why the post can point out that at the key parts of the Seder, one is supposed to try to make sure that everybody understands what's going on. So the Rishonim quote that Rishonim used to say over the Haggadah in Laz, and they would say it in the language that people at the table understood. So sometimes there were people who didn't agree, weren't fluent in Lashon HaKodesh, so they would explain the Seder into English, whatever, French, whatever, German, whatever language that the Rishonim were talking. So when you explain the Haggadah for people, so it's not always necessary to explain every single thing. And if everyone doesn't understand, everyone of the Dayenus, the world won't come to an end. The Rambam, contrary to popular opinion, the Rambam doesn't even sing Dayenu. The Rambam doesn't even have Dayenu in his Haggadah. The Rambam's Haggadah ends with the Psukim and then goes straight into Rambam Gamil HaYomer. So he skips the whole Dayenu. So I pointed out once that it makes a lot of sense. I don't want to come down to Dayenu. We also sing Dayenu. But if you look at it, Dayenu has nothing to do with Tzias Mitzrayim. Only the one, first two or three have to do with Tzias Mitzrayim. And the rest is talking about everything else. So it's a nice time to sing a song, but it's not really integral to Tzias Mitzrayim. But whatever it is. But if the people at the table don't understand every single nekuda, every nuance of the whole story, it's not the end of the world. But the main parts of the story, they should understand. So what constitutes the main parts of the story? So Maschah B'Gnus M'Sayim Shevach, that's a pretty important part. Either the Reb Chaim formulates it, that's Mamish Min HaTorah, or even those who disagree, but Phil Mishnah, Hachamu M'Sakeh, to Maschah B'Gnus M'Sayim Shevach, to tell the story that structure, that format. So therefore, that's an important part to translate. So which is the Gnus and which is the Shevach? So it's unresolved, so Hamdanig is both. So one should make a point of the Avad Mayinu, everybody should be there and be paying attention and understanding, that everyone should understand the Mitchila Avdei Averizar part a little bit later on as well. We conclude that paragraph of Avodah Mayinu by saying, "Kol Amarav L'Saper B'Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach." So that's a question. What exactly are the parameters of that statement? It sounds like a halachic statement. "Kol Amarav L'Saper B'Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach." There are some mitzvahs where we have that idea, and there are other mitzvahs we don't have that idea. There are other mitzvahs where we would say, if you marb in a mitzvah, we would call it Bal Tosif. If you do a mitzvah more and more and more and more, that's not always such a good idea. So, but this mitzvah v'tzipitz Yisraim is different. The kolamar v'lasap raising meshubach. So somehow that's considered to be okay. Now is that okay? That's laudatory. That's praiseworthy. That's what a person is supposed to do. So there seems to be a question whether that din of kolamar v'lasap v'tzipitz Yisraim raising meshubach is that also unique to the same night, or is that something also that applies during the rest of the year? As we said already before, that there's a mitzvah of l'saper on Pesach night, and then there's a mitzvah of maskir and itzis mitzrayim v'yom v'leilos that learn nothing from sukkim, matizgor, etc. So when it comes to the other mitzvah, the mitzvah all year long, is there also a mitzvah of being kolamar v'l'saper? Is that a good idea to say a lot about itzis mitzrayim? We're supposed to really, really talk a lot about itzis mitzrayim every day and every night. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, no. I would have said, that's a unique din. That's by the Seder. That's part of Higadat Labincha. That's part of Kishalcha. That's part of Maskel B'Gusam Shevach. That's something that's unique to Tesvav Nisan. The rest of the year, every day and every night, you just say a very quick, refer to it. Yeshem HaKem, I'm sure, and call it a day. So, L'chaura, that din of Kol Marv L'Safer is something which is very, very unique to Pesach night. So the Mishkanes Yaakov, in one of his tshuvas, doesn't write that way. He's working with an assumption, a very mechudishtik assumption, that there's a din of Kol Marv L'Safer on the rest of the year as well. Every day and every night, there's a din of Kol Marv L'Safer. If that's true, maybe that would explain away why the brach of Kriyishma, after Kriyishma, we say so much about Yetzias Mitzrayim in there. We already fulfilled the mitzvah. We fulfilled the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim v'yom v'layla every day by saying, Asher Tzeis Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. But we don't suffice for that. We said in Mitzrayim, Yotanu, Beisam, Yotanu, Chokhem, Raktav, Chokhem, Altav, Yom, Sibukatav, 15 times. We say the same thing over again. I'm sure, repeat. The same story. So, what's Chat? So maybe, according to Mishkan Shachar, it makes sense. Maybe that's our fulfillment of that. We don't want to just be Yetzizai, one half a line. We want to keep on going. We want to be Marich, even on a regular day and a regular night. But again, the Pasha Dvarim is that that's not true. There are other possible differences between Pesach night and the rest of the year. We highlighted just a couple of them. If you would have asked me, I would have said that the halacha of b'chol dor v'dor, we can get to a little bit later in the Agada, chayav adam liris asatzmo ki liyotza b'mitzrayim, that a person is obligated to view oneself as if they left Mitzrayim each and every year. You have to reenact, if it makes sense, that you're not just telling a story, but you're not just reliving b'chol dor v'dor, chayav adam liris asatzmo. I would have said that's also only on Pesach night. That's not a din all year long. That's a special chiyuv by the same b'chol dor v'dor. How do I know that's true? Because the Rambam writes that the din of b'chol dor v'dor carries with it two parts. There's a mitzvah liros asatzmo, that you have to view yourself as if you left Mitzrayim, which is basically a mitzvah shebelev. It's a mitzvah thinking and feeling in your heart and your mind. It's something that you have to think and feel at the Seder. And then the Rambam adds on, but it doesn't say in the Mishnah, the Rambam adds on, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam, not only liros, but in another place, the Rambam writes, chayav adam maharos asatzmo. You have to demonstrate like you're leaving Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam spells out what Laharos means. Laharos means to drink the Halakosis, and Laharos means to do Haseba. All the Nihugim that we do it to say that to demonstrate the fact that we're leaving Mitzrayim. So the Rambam incorporates all of that in B'chol Dor V'dor. So the Rambam seems to understand that there are two halachas in B'chol Dor V'dor. There's Chayav Adam Liros, which is the Lashon that the Mishnah has in our text of the Mishnah. And the Rambam in one place taka quotes that Lashon of Mishnah. And the Rambam adds on a second dimension, B'chol Dor V'dor, Chayav Adam Laharos Asatzmo. You have to do these demonstrations, etc. That's what the Rambam seems to say, that the different things that we do at the Seder, the drinking of Dalakaisas, the leaning, those are fundamentally mitzvahs mederaisa. Details are not mederaisa. It's not that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to drink four kaisas at the Seder. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to tell Klal Yisrael they have to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim every year. It's not enough just to talk about it. It's not enough just to eat matzah. It's not enough to eat maron, kor Pesach. You have to do different nihugim, different anhugim that demonstrate that as if you're leaving Mitzrayim right now. So what those nihugim are going to be, how that's going to play out, how you're going to demonstrate that. So the Masar Kosan Al Chachamim. So the Chachamim have to be Kaveya, what's considered to be an appropriate way of acting this out. So the Rambam describes the Chazal and Masakin, two different types of demonstrations. One is the Haseba and one is the Dalakosis. But once Chazal and Masakin these things, these become part of the mitzvah diaraisa of B'chol Dor V'dor, Chayav Adam Maharos, because the Rambam is holding that Liros and Maharos are two parts of the same coin. One could suggest that maybe other things that a person does, if a person decides on their own to do other kinds of demonstrations that also play out, dramatize this idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe those are also mitzvahs d'oraisa. The Chum v'Masakeh, standard ones for all of Klal Yisrael, it's like Hilchos Tefillah, that the Torah says you have to daven. According to the Rambam, you have to daven every day. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day. There's no text, there's no words to what you have to say. So Chazal Mesakin, everybody should daven Shmoneh Esrei. But if a person davens more, a person decides to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam on their own, so we assume that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that's a kiyum of mitzvah d'oraisa. The more you speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the better. So maybe the same is true when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that whatever you could do to dramatize Yetzias Mitzrayim, whatever you could do to make it real, that's all considered to be part of this mamash chiyuv kiyum d'oraisa of a chol dor v'dor. So you have like the Bedes Fadim, they walk around with the matzahs on the shoulder. Maybe that's a part of this mitzvah of chol dor v'dor chayiv adam laharos. So a kopan in this chiyuv of liros and laharos, pashtus is only by the Seder. Laharos is only by the Seder. There's no mitzvah to drink dalakaisis all year long. There's no mitzvah to walk around making a parade of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't have to run around throwing frogs in people's plates on the rest of the year. So the din of Laharos, Lechora, is only at the Seder. So if Laharos is only at the Seder, then Liros should also only be at the Seder. This chiyuv of Bechol Dor V'dor Chayiv Adam Liros is Atzmos to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lechora doesn't apply the rest of the year. It's only a din on Pesach night. You have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night, but L'chor, you don't have to think of it as something which is happening in front of your very eyes during the rest of the year. So that's what I would have said, except that there's a Rambam that's been troubling me for quite some time. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah where the Rambam quotes the din of B'chol Dor V'dor. So the Rambam continues. He says, "B'chol Dor V'dor Chayav Al Nos Atzmi Yetzias Mitzrayim She'neam Yosan Otzi Mishom." And then the Rambam says, "V'adav Azet Tziva B'Tayra." So if you look at that pasuk, the Vakaris will tell us that pasuk is not by Pesach. That formulation of the pasuk is really in two different contexts. It's by Shavuos, v'zachar to kiver Yisab Mitzrayim, and it's by Shabbos in the Dibur Shniyas and Pasha Neschanan. Pretty much that pasuk appears also. So that's not even talking about Pesach. It's talking about Shavuos. It's talking about Shabbos. I can't say they have nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's not true. But it's not the Seder, and the Rambam still applies that pasuk. The Rambam seems to say that when a person celebrates Shavuos, so you have to celebrate Ki'ilu Yatsa Achshav Mitzrayim. When a person makes Kiddush and Shabbos, when he says Zeichat Yetzias Mitzrayim, he has Ki'ilu Yatsa Achshav Mitzrayim. It's a very, very strange formulation. So I remember many years ago, I asked the Rabbi Avraham Osbert Shlita, Rosh Yeshivan Tells, one of our many walk homes on Chol HaMoed. We used to have some of my best conversations we used to have at Zabachar, so he was always around Chol HaMoed. The Shiva was close. I would always daven with him at Chol HaMoed, and then we would walk home together, and I would ask him what different things. We were talking learning for many times. So this, I remember this was one of the conversations I had with him. I met him at a chasana a couple of months ago. In fact, I have a chasana tonight in the same place as that chasana was. Maybe he'll be there also, I don't know. So I was at a chasana in Lakewood a couple of months ago, and we were starting to talk about something, and I reminded him that this was a continuation of a conversation that we had 30 years ago. So he was all excited that we had never finished a conversation 30 years ago. We still didn't finish the conversation. Still going. But this was a different conversation I had with him. So remember one year I asked him on Pesach, I asked him what's pshat in this Lashon HaRambam. So the Rambam says that V'aldov hazeh tziva b'Torah v'zachar kev d'isim mitzrayim, the Rambam's quoting a pasuk not from Pesach. So he said to me, Taka's good cash. He says, there's no din of Dal Kaisis the rest of the year. There's no din of a Seber the rest of the year. Those are all learned out from the same din of Liros and Laharos. So how come the Rambam understood that this Kiyum Shebelev somehow applies the rest of the year? If the demonstration doesn't apply the rest of the year, why does the Kiyum Shebelev apply the rest of the year? I don't know. So we still left it hanging. If you have any insight back to after tonight, we'll keep you posted. Anyway, getting back to the story. So we have the end of Avadim Ayinu. So we have this statement called Amar B'Lasab B'Tzitz from Reza Meshubach. Said the pashtus is not like the Mishkanes Yaakov. The pashtus is that din is miyuchat to Pesach night. But the Mishkanes Yaakov thought that was true across the board. What exactly do the words mean? Kalamar v'lasaper b'tzias mitzrayim harezer meshubach. How does that play out exactly? What do you have to do in order to be mar v'lasaper b'tzias mitzrayim? So there is a famous comment of the Netziv, where the Netziv suggests a tremendous chiddush lahalacha that the mitzvah of sibur b'tzias mitzrayim. Although there's a Zman HaMitzvah, but you're supposed to go past the Zman HaMitzvah a little bit. Most mitzvahs, not only you're not mechuyev to go past the Zman HaMitzvah, you're not supposed to go past the Zman HaMitzvah. Let's say, imagine if a guy is blowing shofar. So he's blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah, and then he says, okay, we're going to show how much we love shofar, we're going to blow shofar the next day also. Some good guy, we're going to come back and blow the shofar the next day. So we'd say that's a shadow of Al-Tosif. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that if a person eats in the Sukkah, after Sukkah is over, that's an Issa Deraisa of Al-Tosif. when the sukkah is over, that's a different story. The Gemara says Ayoshin b'shmini b'sukkah. The Gemara is talking about an Eretz Yisrael. So for us, Ayoshin b'chi b'sukkah, person will eat it and Simchas Torah will be baltoisa. That's why the Gemara says he's standing off Yomi last week. That's why you have to make a heck of eating the sukkah on Simchas Torah. You got to put a garbage can. You have to do something to make it clear that's not baltoisa. So normally when you do mitzvahs past this man, that's something that we discourage strongly. So here all of a sudden the opposite is true. Here the tziv tain is that we encourage doing the mitzvah of sequences and tribe even past the zman itself. How do we know that? So that's one of the famous pshatim that it says in the Maisa of the Taroim. Maisa that's about to appear in the next passage in the Haggadah, that the Taroim were misapim b'tzivs and tribe koloso halayla. So the famous kasha, one of the oldest kashas on the Haggadah is that what was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doing at that Seder koloso halayla? The Gemara quotes machlekes haTaroim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When is the last time to eat Karban Pesach min haTorah? So the Torah says v'achlos habasa b'layla zeh, just at yesterday. When is b'layla zeh? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a drasha b'layla zeh, b'layla zeh. It says v'avarti be'eretz Yitzrayim b'layla zeh, which was chatzos, and it says v'achlos habasa b'layla zeh. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach min haTorah ends at Chatzos. You can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. And Rabbi Akiva says that's not true. Rabbi Akiva didn't have that drasha. Rabbi Akiva interpreted the pasuk, "V'chaltem osa b'chipazon." You have to eat at Shas Chipazon until you're in a rush to go. The whole night, no one was in a rush. 3 o'clock in the morning, they were sitting around singing hall. No one was in a rush. They can't go anyway. The Temel states, "Ishu v'pesach beis ha'boike." They weren't allowed to leave until the morning. When did everyone start the rush? In the morning. Alas hashachar. That's when the rush started. V'chaltem osa b'chipazon. So b'chipazon, according to Rabbi Akiva, doesn't just mean you have to eat it in a rushed manner. You have to eat it quickly. B'chipazon means you have to eat it until the moment when you have to rush. That's what Rabbi Akiva dashes. V'chaltem osa b'chipazon. At shas chipazon. So it's a machlekes haTanoim min haTorah. When is the last time to eat Korban Pesach? Mid the Rabbanon, the Gemara says even according to Rabbi Akiva, we would recommend not to eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos, because you may end up it'll become nosa. You may goof. You may eat it too late. The Seder may schlep out. So even Rabbi Akiva Lamaisa would finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, but it's not a din min haTorah. It's only a din mid the Rabbanon. Why might not Kamina? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, at the end of the day, everyone's finishing the Seder by Chatzos. Someone says, no, Chapsin of Kamina for the other mitzvahs halayla. Let's say eating matzah, eating morah, singing halal, dal. Guys, all the other mitzvahs halayla, they have to be done before Chatzos and not. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, everything's got to be done by Chatzos. It's a close up trip. Chatzos, everyone should be in bed already. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, according to Rabbi Akiva, you could do everything after Chatzos. Just make sure to finish the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. It shouldn't become a shal of nosa. But matzah, well, everything else, you can eat after Chatzos, as long as you finish it before the morning. So the Chora, whatever the Silv Zman of Korban Pesach and Matzah is, that should be the Silv Zman of Sipritz Yis Mitzrayim. Because the Torah says, Bavur Zeh, Bavur Zeh Lo Amarti, El B'shash Yesh Matzah Umorar, Munachem Lefanecha. That the mitzvah of Sipritz Yis Mitzrayim is only when the Pesach Matzah Umorar is in front of you. Yochol Yom, you don't say Sipritz Yis Mitzrayim before Pesach starts, so you don't say Sipritz Yis Mitzrayim after the mitzvah Sachilas Pesach Matzah Umorar is over. So now, when is the Sov Zman of saying the Haggadah? So that should depend on the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can eat matzah till the morning, so you can tell off the story till the morning. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can only eat the matzah min haTorah till Chatzos, you can only eat the mar min haTorah till Chatzos. So then, it's not a Zemar, it's the Rabbanah, but it's not a Mikdash, it's the Raisa. You can only do things until Chatzos. So after Chatzos, the mitzvah is over. After Chatzos, there's no more chiyuv to be misapis b'tzias mitzrayim. That's what I would have said. So the famous kasha, the mefarshman that God ask is, so if so, why didn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah leave at Chatzos? Why didn't he walk away from the table? Shut, the mitzvah's over already, and come on, I don't have to continue being misapis b'tzias mitzrayim. So the pashas that dvarim is, it's not a kasha, a kushim mikor leisa. It was Rabbi Akiva. They were sitting in Bnei Brak. So Rabbi Akiva was the Baal HaSeder. So it was in his town. So you're going to walk out in the middle of somebody else's Seder. So the whole kasha is kushim mikor leisa. But assuming that the question was a good question, so then the Netziv says that there's a good answer. I love the answer. He says that the mitzvah of kolamar b'lasap, it says in Tzuram, raising Meshubach, so that goes past this modern mitzvah as well. Means that all other mitzvahs will have a self's man. That's it. After Hashem, you don't blow shofar. After Sukkot, you don't shake a lulav. But after Chatzos, you can still continue to go on. And even though the technical mitzvah is over, it's still considered to be a psakiyah my mitzvah. Chalamar b'lasap, it's the time of raising Meshuvah. Keep on going. Then I think that it's if himself points out, others point out, that the same is true according to Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a self's man also. The self's man is b'chipazon, not shas chipazon, when the morning comes. When is the morning coming? So the morning comes at a loss of Shachar. When it says Betem lo seitz ish v'pesach beis l'boker, when were they allowed to start to travel? They were allowed to walk out of the houses at boker, at the time of Alos HaShachar. That's the beginning of the day. That's the beginning of the boker, the chol din yatorah. So that din, they had to stay put in the house Pesach night, the first Seder, they weren't allowed to leave. It was an issa to leave. Betem lo seitz ish v'pesach beis l'boker. So at boker, that meant until Alos HaShachar. So at Alos HaShachar, they're already outside. They're already getting their suitcase ready, getting the wagons ready, already at the time of Alos HaShachar. But the lashon of the Haggadah is that they were mesaper b'tzis b'tzrayim kolos alayla until the Tamidim came and told them higiyos man kriyish b'shal shacharis. So man kriyish b'shal shacharis is not really alos hashachar. This is really part of Hilchos Tefillah. The earliest time to say kriyishma b'di'evin maybe is alos hashachar. But lechatchila you're not supposed to say kriyishma until a little bit later, until mishayakir. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that's a big break of time. Depends on what yeshita is about. Also, shachar is all about mishayakir. That could be a few minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, whatever. So that's a lot of time between alos hashachar and the tamidim came. So according to Rabbi Akiva, they asked the same kasha. According to Rabbi Akiva, the chaltim also bechipazon, the sovzman of sipat Mitzrayim is alos hashachar. So Rabbi Akiva should have stopped his seder at alos hashachar. So why did Rabbi Akiva schlep out the seder? Why was he going past achigiyot tamidim higiyos man kriyish mishayachars? So some want to say that's the same way according to Beloz Ben Azaria, you're supposed to go past this man. So past this man means past Chatzos. According to Akiva, as a kiyum of Kolabar V'Losaper, you should go a little bit past this man also. You should go after the Boike. You should go past the point of Alos HaShachar. Again, this kasha is also probably Mekar Leisa. This kasha, when you ask this kasha, there's a certain mindset of asking this kasha. When you live in a world of maizmanim.com, and you're thinking in terms of everyone sitting and looking at the watch and seeing it's like Shavuos morning, is it time for Alos HaShachar yet? So then you have this kasha. If you're living if you're in a cave running away from the Romans, and you're having a Seder in Bnei Brak or something, and you don't know exactly what time it is, and you're waiting for the Tamidim to tell you, and the Tamidim don't know what time it is, no one knows what time it is, so Higiyos Zman Kriyish HaShacharis doesn't necessarily mean, you know, to the split second that, oh, it's already 20 minutes after Alos HaShachar, kasha, why am I telling you over this story? But again, it's an interesting idea that some Achrim do have this idea of Pi Alocha, that there's an idea somehow to schlep out the Sipat Yis Mitzrayim. When the Torah describes Tem lo seitz ishu pesach beis l'boker, that din doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. There's no such halacha. When a person goes to someone's house with a Seder, you're allowed to walk home. There's no isser ad beiso staying home. Even in the times when the Beis HaMikdash was built, even when they ate the Korban Pesach, there was no such halacha. But Tem lo seitz ishu pesach beis l'boker, no such halacha. It's a shayla about, can I eat the Korban Pesach in different places? Can I take a piece of the Korban Pesach and start eating part of it in one room and then go across the street to another house? That's the machlekes HaTanoim. I've had a limp shot in the Pesach in Chumash. The Bayis Echad Yachel, whether it's the Losotzi min HaBayis, min HaBosa, min HaBayis Chutza. That's a story. But if I finish eating the Korban Pesach and I want to walk across the street, take a walk with my wife, 3 o'clock in the morning and Pesach night, there's nothing wrong with that. That's there was a book that was written by I don't know if it was non-Jewish, historian, quote unquote historian. He was writing a whole shtickel Torah about something about what Jerusalem looked like. This man Shabbos Mikdash Rekayim, writing a whole story about describing the Korban Pesach based on this source and that source and this gracious source, that gracious source there. So he's describing a whole story. I remember once reading it in the Jewish history course, writing how the streets of Jerusalem were empty, were desolate on the Passover Eve because everybody stayed in their houses and no one was allowed to leave, as it says in the Bible, never was such a did. No. First of all, the Mishnah says they walked out of the house and they went up to the roofs to sing the halal. The whole thing is there never was such a did. Every once in a while, you read these things, and, you know, somebody who's writing, quote unquote, as a historian, and they don't know the basics, they don't know the basics, and they write these as mountains out of molehills. Remember, I was once taking a class in something in Jewish history. And I had written a 1,000-page book about something about, you know, Jewish history. And I'm reading a whole shtickle Torah. He's got a whole razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah trying to explain away something based... He didn't understand one thing. He had no idea that the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim in Parshas Kisavo is different from the mitzvah of Vidui Maiseh, which is also Parshas Kisavo. The two psukim right next to each other, two parshas right next to each other. Once it's done every 3 years, and once it's done every year. One has to do with Maiseh, one has to do with Bikurim. But he looked in the Bible, it's all in the same place, and it has to do with fruit, it has to do with farmers, so he thought it's all the same thing. So he's explaining away a whole text and something, a whole Yerushalmi, or something, based on the Pashat misunderstanding. He didn't understand the basics of Chumash and Rashi. So sometimes you have that. So you have to be careful when you talk about history. You have to make sure you know the stats first, what was going on. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So whether or not there was a formal mitzvah of Masaper past the Zman, that's a little bit subject to a debate. But the fact that he's supposed to be Marber within the Zman, that's for sure true. That whatever person is able to be Marber, the Harezim Meshubach. So the Rambam, when he formulates this din of Kol Marber L'Saper Harezim Meshubach, so the Rambam formulates it about the Psukim of Arami Ovid Ovi. The Rambam writes, Kol Marber Lidrosh Rosa Parsha Harezim Meshubach. That it's not enough just to say Arami Ovid Ovi. You have to talk about the Arami Ovid Ovi. You have to spell it out. You have to be Dorish. You have to add on more and more and more and more. That's what we do. Sometimes, many Sdarim, our own included, sometimes we get a little bit of the reverse effect. People like to talk at the beginning, the Manashtan, everyone's got the Shtickle Tires on, and Avodim Hayinu, and Maisim Blood, the Arbel Bar, everyone's all talked out. You know, everyone's starting to look at the watches already, by the time you get to Arami Avodavi, so everyone's already had it. So Arami Avodavi usually gets swallowed up, gets stopped up really, really quick. So the Rambam says that's the exact opposite. The Rambam says, the Arbel Bar, we have to let the Arbel Bar for sure, and you tell the story and finish. Said, the real drash, the real Takanas Achavim is that that's the Losh Rishon, the Dorish Kol Parsha Kula. So the Rambam learns that the Dorish Kol Parsha Kula means that the Kol Marb L'Sap of Jesus Christ is supposed to be on the Rami Yavi Ravi. That's where all the Shilat Torah is supposed to be said. But we haven't succeeded in that all these years, so I probably won't succeed again this year either. But again, Yaitse Kol Marb L'Sap, no matter what you tell. You tell a story about Chagad, you also Yaitse. But the Rambam formulates it that the correct place really to put in all the drushes to really be Marich is talk about the Psukh of Rami Yavi Ravi. Okay, so at least we made it. We were Marich about some things. Hopefully, next week we'll continue a little bit more in terms of that Seder HaKadosh.